Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Battle for the American Mind, Uprooting a Century of Miseducation by Pete Hegseth is a politically charged critique of modern American schooling and the institutions that shape it. Positioned as a call to action for parents and citizens, the book argues that education is never neutral and that curricula, teacher training, and administrative systems increasingly promote a worldview at odds with traditional civic ideals and cultural inheritance. Hegseth frames the issue as a long-running contest over history, values, and national identity, tracing what he sees as a century-long shift away from shared civic formation and toward ideological schooling. Rather than treating education debates as mere policy disagreements, the book presents them as a struggle over the beliefs students carry into adulthood. It also highlights alternatives such as parental involvement, school choice, and community-driven education as practical routes to reclaim influence over what children are taught. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, education as a battlefield of values and power. A central idea in the book is that schooling inevitably transmits values, whether intentionally or through hidden assumptions. Hegseth argues that many families assume education is primarily about neutral skills, like reading, math, and college preparation. But he contends that institutions also shape moral outlooks, civic loyalties, and definitions of truth. In his framing, the American education system has become a contested arena where competing visions of the country and the good life vie for dominance. He emphasizes how the selection of texts, the framing of historical events, and the language used to discuss identity can influence what students consider normal or legitimate. The argument extends beyond the classroom to the broader ecosystem of school boards, unions, accreditation, and administrative bureaucracy. By emphasizing power dynamics, he encourages readers to see education debates not as technical disputes, but as strategic contests with long-term consequences for culture, politics, and family life. The topic sets the foundation for the book's urgency. If parents disengage, others will define the narrative for the next generation. Secondly, A Century of Miseducation and the Progressive Legacy. The book situates today's conflicts within a longer historical trajectory, claiming that the roots of modern schooling problems stretch back roughly a century. Hegseth points to shifts in educational philosophy associated with progressive-era ideas, arguing that these approaches gradually moved schools away from a classical emphasis on knowledge, virtue, and civic literacy. In his view, reforms that promised scientific management, social engineering, or therapeutic education created systems more focused on shaping attitudes than transmitting content. He also criticizes how teacher training programs and education schools can standardize ideology, encouraging educators to see themselves as agents of social change rather than transmitters of a shared civic tradition. This topic functions as the book's explanatory backbone. The current moment is presented not as a sudden breakdown, but as the predictable outcome of long-term institutional incentives. By portraying miseducation as systemic and historically rooted, Hegseth argues that superficial reforms will fail, and that meaningful change requires challenging foundational assumptions about what schools are for and who should define their mission. Thirdly, how curriculum and civics shape national identity. Hegseth places special emphasis on history and civics because these subjects help students interpret their nation and their responsibilities within it. He argues that curricular choices can either cultivate gratitude and civic participation or produce cynicism and fragmentation. In the book's perspective, some contemporary approaches emphasize America's failures in a way that reduces the country to a collection of oppressions, leaving students without a coherent reason to protect constitutional ideals or democratic habits. He critiques how institutions and educational materials may frame concepts like freedom, equality, and citizenship through ideological lenses that prioritize group identity over shared political principles. The broader concern is that students may exit school with strong opinions, but weak knowledge, familiar slogans without mastery of founding documents, historical context, or the practical workings of self-government. This topic also underscores why the author treats education as a national survival issue. If a society cannot transmit a common civic story and a baseline of shared facts, it becomes more vulnerable to polarization, manipulation, and institutional distrust. Fourthly, institutions that reinforce the status quo. Another major topic is the network of institutions that, in the author's view, maintain and protect prevailing educational practices. Hegseth argues that public school systems often operate like self-reinforcing bureaucracies, where incentives favor compliance, credentialism, and uniformity rather than accountability to parents. He critiques the influence of teachers' unions, administrative layers, and education departments, suggesting they can resist transparency and discourage viewpoint diversity. The book also highlights how policy language and professional norms can make it difficult for families to challenge what happens in classrooms, even when parents fund the system and entrust it with their children. Beyond K-12 schools, he points to the role of universities and teacher preparation programs in shaping what educators believe about knowledge, authority, and culture. The argument is not simply that individuals have bad motives, but that systems can reward certain assumptions and punish dissent. This topic helps readers understand why isolated school board victories may not feel transformative, and why deeper structural changes in the author's framing are necessary to shift outcomes. Lastly, strategies for parents and communities to reclaim education. The book moves from diagnosis to action by urging parents to treat education as a primary responsibility rather than a service outsourced to distant institutions. Hegseth encourages more direct parental involvement, including knowing what is taught, attending meetings, and demanding transparency about curricula and materials. He also supports approaches that expand family choice, such as charter schools, vouchers, homeschooling, and alternative models that align with a family's values. The emphasis is on practical leverage. Families can redirect funding, time, and attention toward institutions that respect their priorities. The book also calls for local organizing, arguing that community networks can support new schools, co-ops, and civic initiatives that reinforce shared educational goals. While the tone is combative, the proposed strategies are grounded in participation rather than resignation. The underlying message is that cultural and civic renewal begins with what children learn daily. By reframing education as a community project, the author argues that readers can move from feeling powerless to exercising agency, creating options that better match their vision of knowledge, character, and citizenship. In conclusion, this book is best suited for parents, educators, and civic-minded readers who are concerned about how schools shape culture, identity, and citizenship. It will also appeal to those interested in the politics of curriculum, the history of American schooling, and debates over school choice and parental rights. The practical benefit is clarity. It offers a framework for interpreting confusing education controversies as part of a broader struggle over values, and it encourages readers to act locally through oversight, participation, and alternative schooling options. Compared with many education books that focus narrowly on test scores or administrative reform, this one emphasizes worldview formation and the long arc of institutional change, giving readers a narrative that connects classroom content to national cohesion. Even readers who disagree with its politics can use it as a concise map of key arguments driving contemporary conservative critiques of education. For those aligned with its concerns, it can serve as motivation and a starting point for concrete engagement and informed decision-making. If you would like to support Pete Hegseth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.